Hey everyone, I'm so excited to come out to the 2023 Issues Etc. Making the Case Conference. It's going to be a blast.
Kyle Mann of the Babylon Bee.
I'm going to be giving a presentation called Making the Case Against Cancel Culture, where I talk about how we write comedy and how Christians need to use art and writing and all of that wonderful stuff to fight against cancel culture, and how we have to take a bold stand for the truth using the creative talents that God has given us. It's going to be a great time, and I'm so excited to come out and see everybody, meet everybody, and talk a little bit about how we write satire and use that to communicate God's truth.
You can meet and hear Kyle Mann of the Babylon Bee at the 2023 Issues Etc. Making the Case Conference, Friday, June 16th and Saturday, June 17th at Concordia University, Chicago. Learn more at issuesetc.org or by giving us a call, 618-223-8385. Making the Case, June 16th and 17th in River Forest, Illinois.
They are promoting modern families, which is code for child loss. Modern family simply means that the child had to lose their mother or father to be in that family.
Conservatives here tend to want a smaller government. The Nazis wanted a government that controls everything. Modern day conservatives in America put a big emphasis on freedom, liberty. The Nazis wanted to squelch individual freedom and liberty.
For a Christian, your absolute priority is always that your children would know the Lord God and know Him, especially in His grace and His mercy in Jesus Christ, and that they would know those things on their deathbed.
That's something that I would hope for anyone who was raised in Bill Gothard's system or in another system, teacher who claimed to seek for God but didn't, that they would come to know the beauty of Christ for who He truly is.
This is Mike from Illinois, and Lutherans Marching for Life, Love, Issues, Etc.
The advocates for abortion don't do half measures. They are not incrementalists. Proof? Well, after Roe fell, they go for broke. In Ohio, there's a proposed amendment to the state's constitution that would undo all pro-life laws and very likely require Medicaid to pay for abortion. That's taxpayer funded abortion in Ohio. It's been done in other states as well. Greetings and welcome to Issues Etc. I'm Todd Wilkin. Thanks for tuning us in live on this Thursday afternoon. It's the 23rd of March. We'll be talking with Dr. Michael New of the Charlotte Lozier Institute about that proposed amendment to the Ohio State Constitution that would legalize abortion and do a lot of other things as well. Pastor Tom Baker will join us after that, host of the radio show Law and Gospel, to teach a Sunday school lesson on the conversion and the baptism of St. Paul. We'll do listener email and the Issues Etc. comment line, and then we'll be talking with Dr. John Bombaro, author of a column titled Why the Church is Theologically Conservative, about the church's conservation of the word and sacraments. Dr. Michael New is visiting assistant professor of social research and political science at the Catholic University of America. He's senior associate scholar at the Charlotte Lozier Institute, Paige Comstock Cunningham Fellow with Americans United for Life, a columnist for National Review Online, and author of a recent column titled Ohio's Proposed Multi-Million Dollar Abortion Tax Increase. Dr. New, welcome back.
Thanks for having me. Much appreciated.
What is being proposed as an amendment to Ohio's Constitution?
Right now, what's being proposed is an amendment that would place abortion rights directly in Ohio's Constitution. And right now, people supporting this have to collect signatures. And if they get the signatures collected in time, this will be on the November ballot in 2023.
How would this amendment, if passed, affect pro-life laws in Ohio?
This amendment would likely strike down most of the existing pro-life laws in Ohio. Most legal analysts think it would effectively strike down Ohio's pro-life parental consent law that requires minor girls to get consent from their parents before obtaining an abortion. It would also likely effectively legalize abortion in Ohio throughout all 9 months of pregnancy.
How would this amendment likely require Ohio's Medicaid program to pay for abortions?
Sure. If you look at how the amendment's written, subsection B says the state shall not directly or indirectly burden, penalize, or discriminate against abortion rights. Right now in Ohio, their Medicaid program does not pay for elective abortion. But I could see how a judge would rule that someone on Medicaid could be burdened by the fact that the Medicaid program currently doesn't pay for abortion, and therefore rule that Ohio's Medicaid program must therefore start paying for elective abortions.
Where else have changes to state constitutions effectively required Medicaid to fund abortions?
Sure. The judges in Alaska and Minnesota have both found that their state constitution protects the right to an abortion, and in both Alaska and Minnesota, their state Medicaid programs have been required to pay for abortion. In Minnesota, that's taken place since 1995. In Alaska, it's been since the early 2000s.
What would be the effect of Medicaid funding abortions in Ohio?
Yeah, there's a very, very broad body of research that shows that once state Medicaid programs start paying for abortion, abortion numbers go up. There's been studies in political science journals, economics journals, public health journals. You know, it's pretty straightforward that once something is free or very heavily subsidized, use of that service or use of that good goes up. My estimates indicate that if the Ohio Medicaid program would start covering elective abortions, you would see 3,000 more abortions take place every year.
What did you discover in your 2020 study of the Hyde Amendment in Ohio?
Sure, that I've did a study of the Hyde Amendment that kind of prevents the federal government from paying for elective abortions. And I was able to kind of look at how the Hyde Amendment affects all 50 states. And again, you know, in those states, you know, whose state Medicaid programs don't pay for abortions, the Hyde Amendment saves lives. And again, in Ohio, I find that, you know, the Hyde Amendment and the current Ohio laws that prevent the state Medicaid program from paying for abortions stop 3,000 abortions every year.
How would the move to fund abortions in Ohio increase the tax burden for the residents of that state?
Well, essentially, if the state is going to start paying for abortions, it needs to find money somewhere. They could, I guess, cut spending elsewhere, but state legislators, I know, are not great about cutting spending very often. So if more abortions are being paid for, that's going to, you know, increase spending, and that spending, you know, is very likely going to be paid for by higher taxes, either directly or indirectly.
Why would the tax increase argument be a politically effective argument in Ohio?
For a couple of reasons. First off, people in general don't want to pay more taxes. People especially oppose taxpayer funding for abortion. We have a lot of polling data on that. In Ohio, they've already had a tax increase. Governor DeWine signed a gasoline tax increase of 10.5 cents back in 2019, and he has proposed increasing the tax on sports betting in the state. So again, I think there's just a lot of resistance toward more taxes, and again, people don't want their tax dollars paying for abortion.
How likely is it for this proposed amendment to gain enough signatures that it would be on that ballot?
I hate to say it, but I think it is probably pretty likely. Our opponents are putting a lot of money into this. If you're willing to pay people to collect signatures, that's a pretty effective way of getting the required numbers. So I think it is pretty likely this will be on the ballot this fall.
Dr. Michael New is visiting assistant professor of social research and political science at the Catholic University of America, senior associate scholar at the Charlotte Lozier Institute, Paige Comstock Cunningham Fellow with Americans United for Life, a columnist for National Review Online, and author of a recent column titled Ohio's Proposed Multi-Million Dollar Abortion Tax Increase. You can read it at our website, issuesetc.org. Click Talk On Demand Archives. Dr. New, thank you.
Thanks for having me. Much appreciated.
The 2023 Lutherans for Life National Conference is October 11th through the 13th in Cincinnati. The conference includes visits to the Ark Encounter and Creation Museum. You can find out more at lutheransforlife.org/conference, lutheransforlife.org/conference. We'll be talking about the conversion to baptism of Saul in Acts chapter 9 with Pastor Tom Baker next. You can meet and hear journalists Mark and Molly Hemingway, LCMS President Matt Harrison, San Francisco Archbishop Salvatore Cordleone, Pastor Peter Bender of the Concordia Catechetical Academy, and Kyle Mann of the Babylon Bee at the 2023 Issues Etc. Making the Case Conference, Friday, June 16th and Saturday, June 17th at Concordia University, Chicago. For more information, visit issuesetc.org or call 618-223-8385.
Save the date. The 2023 Lutherans for Life National Conference is October 11th through 13th at the Holiday Inn Cincinnati Airport in Erlanger, Kentucky, with visits to the Ark Encounter and Creation Museum. Look for more information in early 2023 at lutheransforlife.org/conference. Lutherans for Life, equipping Lutherans and their neighbors to be gospel-motivated voices for life. lutheransforlife.org.
Where Christianity meets culture, you're listening to Issues Etc.
Is your child struggling at school? Are you thinking about homeschooling? Would you like help knowing what to teach and how to teach it? The Simply Classical curriculum from Memoria Press provides an enriching, step-by-step classical Christian education for students who have autism, learning or behavioral difficulties, ADHD, and more. You'll find everything you need, including daily lesson plans to guide your way. Learn more at simplyclassical.com. Use LPR23 to save on your order. Simplyclassical.com.
Not everyone is comfortable with new technology. Dial A Podcast gives all generations of your congregation an easy way to hear your sermons, or even devotionals and Bible studies. Once you've completed a simple one-time setup, we take care of the rest. All your congregants have to do is dial the number from any phone to listen to your latest podcast, all at no additional cost to them. Dial A Podcast. Extend the reach of your sermons. Get started at dialapodcast.com now.